Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Hey, it's Amy here to talk about St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. For 60 years, St. Jude doctors and researchers have helped push the overall childhood cancer survival rate from 20% to more than 80%. And we need your help getting that number to 100%. And most important, your support means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, or food. That peace of mind means so, so much for these families. So join me in helping St. Jude in this fight. Become a partner in hope at musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org.
Here we go.
Come on, Bobby.
Transmitting across America.
Turn it up.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Let's go.
Hey, welcome back to the show. Hope you guys had a good weekend. Morning, studio.
Morning.
All right, so Monday's Get to Know You Day. I'm going to ask the question to give you guys time to think about it. You can't pick money or to have something to sell. But if you could have a lifetime supply of anything, what would it be?
Ooh.
You have to actually use it.
Mm.
If you could have a lifetime supply of anything, what would it be? Amy?
Snail serum that I put on my face.
What?
Excuse me?
What? Now? You think you're still going to be doing that in 5 years?
Oh, well, I mean, if I have a lifetime supply, I'm going to do it the rest of my life because it's supposed to make your face, like, less wrinkles and more glowy skin.
I hear you. I guess there are always new and better and more scientifically researched.
Oh, you think they're going to advance the snail?
Or they go, snails kill you or something. I just felt like that was a weird thing to pick.
Oh, man. This stuff is like liquid gold to me, so I'll take a lifetime supply.
That's what she picks of everything.
Yes.
Lunchbox?
Cars.
Wait.
But
you drive one until it dies, and then you drive another one. But you only get one at a time. It's not limitless.
Oh, I thought like I could have a Ferrari one day, a Lambo the next day. Like,
no.
But lifetime supply of someone, you want a lifetime supply of Chipotle.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Right, like if mine is the snail stuff, I get one a day. Like you don't get a car each day.
You get it until it dies. But you get a new car every 8 years.
Yeah, but that's stupid.
That's stupid.
Like,
okay, what do you pick?
I literally thought I was getting, man.
Okay, we'll come back to you. We'll circle back.
I got confused.
Circle back.
Eddie.
Can I do airline miles?
You do whatever you want.
Airline miles. I want to go everywhere. And you know what? I'll be there today. What are we doing? You want to have dinner in New York? Let's go today.
That's a pretty good one.
No. Miles. Actually, it's really dumb.
Why?
Why would you not just say private jets? Why would you have the airline miles when you could
just
use the jet?
Because private jets, you have to pay for gas and pay a pilot with airline miles.
I can't afford that.
Free.
Jeez. Boom, that's why I did it.
Yeah, you don't want to say private jet because you got to pay for a hangar, you got to pay for a pilot, you got to pay for repairs.
I can't afford that.
No, you want airline miles.
That's right.
So you just drive up to the airport and go.
Oh my God, that'd be amazing.
I'm an idiot.
I would do lifetime supply of cell phone charge.
What? You would waste on that?
You're at 100 the whole time? Mm-hmm. Your whole life.
It doesn't matter. I never have to charge a phone. No power issue ever. My phone just stays charged.
That's pretty good.
It's
pretty good because you stress out when you're really low and you're in the middle
of
nowhere.
Stress, yeah.
Oh, I don't.
You don't stress.
I don't
out.
Relate.
And your phone also dies.
Right.
Yes.
I'm fine with that.
You
circle back.
We're gonna circle back. What you got?
Yeah, man.
Still thinking, man.
No, I mean
babes.
No, islands.
No, babes. I have a wife.
Boats.
I can't have babes.
Wives.
Boats.
Jet skis.
Jet skis are cool too, but
lottery tickets.
That's it.
Beer. Oh,
lottery tickets. Scratch, scratch, scratch.
What if you had that, though, and you never won? Like, that would be the worst.
But I would save so much money not buying them that I just get them and scratch them. Great. Lottery tickets. Whoever came up with that, great idea.
Amy.
Thank you, Amy.
I don't think I did.
Oh, who said lottery tickets? Oh, I did?
I don't think I did.
Maybe I did. Are you?
Yeah,
there?
Lottery tickets.
I was doing an impression on Lunchbox. I was out of body. I don't remember that being me. I just remembered him saying that. Okay, well, there we go.
We none of us know, like, sometimes what comes out of our mouth.
Yeah, I know. We do the show for hours and hours.
Yeah. Right.
I don't even know what we talk about on the air or in my real life. There are times where I'm like, did I talk about this on the show or did I talk about
I know.
My
something
life?
Comes up today where it's like, what did we talk about yesterday? I'm going to be like, what?
No idea.
We did?
It's time for the mailbag.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
Hello, Bobby Bones. My fiance and I have always had the deal that he would take my last name. That's right. He will take my last name. I love my last name. I feel like my last name is better. He's always been on board, but now he's starting to have second thoughts. The question I have, will he be made fun of by all of his guy friends? And will we spend the rest of our lives talking about why he took my last name? Is it worth it? By the way, neither one of us want to hyphenate the name. Signed, in last name limbo. Amy, your initial reaction?
My initial reaction is y'all should do what you want. Don't worry about what you have to explain to other people.
Boom.
And if anybody makes fun of it, that's their problem. Go with your last name. If he's mostly been on board with it, then go with that. If you don't want to hyphenate, go with the name that y'all like better and don't worry about anybody else.
If you're asked if he'll be harassed by his guy friends, if he has guy friends like we have guy friends, yes, he will.
Yeah, but then...
Well, who cares?
So what? It'd be hot to see him defend himself.
Hot in the world?
She'll be attracted to him being like...
So you like it that he has one traditional gender role but not the other?
Huh.
Yeah, he doesn't have to like fight, but he can stand up for himself and just be like, hey.
Like cyber attack?
Yeah.
I wonder how bad his last name is. Is it Butt or something? Like, what is it?
It doesn't matter.
Lunchbox?
Oh. It's a lifetime of laughs. They're going to get harassed. They're going to get ridiculed. People are going to make fun of them. And everybody's going to be like, oh, so every time. So what was your maiden name? Oh, no, that is my name.
By the way, the term maiden name is so weird.
Uh-huh. And it's
like what is this, 1812, your maiden name?
It's so awkward. It makes him look like less of a man. It ruins, like, even in a business setting, if he has to change his name at work, oh my gosh.
That's tough.
He is not going to get promoted because of it.
Well, I don't know about that.
Yeah, it is real tough. He's a Smith and he comes in as a Jackson on Monday. Like, what in the world?
Change your name, bro?
That would be a little weird.
I got married and
it would be awkward, yes.
Yeah. Every aspect of his life, he will be ridiculed.
Or his company sees him as progressive and he gets a raise.
Or his company's like, our company doesn't give a crap.
Well,
but only the people that work right next to him care. Okay, so here's the thing. If he is losing his 100%, he doesn't want to do it. He doesn't want to do it anymore.
Oh, the 80 doesn't mean anything?
If he was at 100, now he's at 80, he doesn't want to do it anymore.
Mm.
He's just slowly backing away from it. You guys are going to have to figure out a plan, but I'm just letting you know right now, he doesn't want to do this. Not that he's not going to do it. Not that you guys aren't going to decide that he's going to do it in the end. He doesn't want to do it right now, and he's not fully on board.
You think because he's feeling the pressure from buddies or he's thinking about all that stuff that she mentioned?
All of that could be a factor.
Ooh.
So you're going to have to resolve this yourself. But if he's like, yeah, okay, I'll go. He's going to resent that at some point unless you have this pre-conversation about it. You're going to have to give something up, too. Like the first name of a kid or something. You're going to have to trade something here, a value, if that's what you want to do. Or he's going to resent the fact that he changed his name because he will get made fun of regardless of how healthy he is and his friends. If I came in and I changed my name to Bobby Parker, Caitlin's name, her first name.
I would not
last
make fun of you. Not one day.
Oh my God, we'd laugh
I would
all
laugh
time.
For sure. But then after a year or so, it's just normal.
No,
whatever.
No, what if it was changed to the Bobby Parker Show?
Well, but Bones isn't my real last name.
I mean,
that'd be funny, dude.
Yeah. I mean, oh my, you would not
that'd be nice.
Look, I mean, you've said Caitlin's family's opened you with welcome arms.
But there's a difference between open arms and, like, oh my goodness.
Submitting?
Yeah.
Okay.
You need to have this talk. It's not for us to decide, but you've heard the knucklehead say what they think, and I don't think that he's into it as much, so you need to make sure. And if anything, trade him something so he can't hold it against you forever. I took your last name. Because they'll do that.
The Bobby Parker Show.
All right, that's the mailbag. Close it up.
We got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
So our listeners have questions for us. Morgan keeps them. We address them all at once. Morgan, what's question number one?
So they want to know when the show driving competition is happening.
Scuba Steve's been on vacation for a while. And so he's the one who organizes that. So it'll happen in the next week or so, next couple weeks. But we were already hot on it, and then he left. But we'll get there, and everybody will be driving, parallel parking.
I'm looking forward to it.
Just to settle the debate on who the worst driver is.
Can't wait. What car are we driving?
I don't know yet. We'll have to figure all that out. We may just get like a standard rental, so no one has an advantage.
Okay.
So, yes, next question.
Is Lunchbox's friend Hot Rodney even real?
So Lunchbox claimed he could set Morgan up with his friend Hot Rodney, and then we've heard nothing about it since.
Yeah, I even tried to go to him and be like, hey, is this happening? And he was like, yeah, I'm on it. Nothing.
Hot Rodney?
Oh, yeah. I sent him a text, and he was like, oh, yeah, we'll get together and talk about it. And then he went out of town for work, and so hopefully when he gets back from out of work, we were supposed to get beers.
I give up, Morgan.
No.
It's a lot of stumbling there.
You're like the worst wingman ever.
He's struggling even
getting
through this.
No. Yeah. Because I didn't tell him, hey, dude, I got a business idea for you. I didn't
business
tell him.
Idea? It's going on a date with Morgan.
Yeah. I know, but it's my.
You going to charge him?
No. I didn't want to just throw it out there like, hey, man, you want to.
No, just throw it out there.
You know what? I'll just give him Morgan's number.
That's how you do it. No.
You have to be a wingman.
I'll give Morgan his number. I'll say, here's her number. Here's
a pick. That's not how. Okay, that's not going to happen.
No, it's going to happen.
Okay, go ahead.
Explain how would you like me to go about it then?
Hey, Hot Rodney. What's his name?
Hot Rodney.
Hot Rodney. Hey, I think you should go out with Morgan. We're talking about it. I think, what do you think? Here's our Instagram. Let me know what you think. That's it.
Okay.
Yeah. Sounds easy, huh?
I really didn't think it was that. I thought it was a lot more complicated.
Not at all.
It's not business either.
All right, next one.
Is someone still eating 3 pounds of food?
Yeah, we were going to do the bit where someone could eat 3 pounds of food and then weigh themselves. That was one of you guys' science experiments.
Yeah, and Lunchbox agreed to do it.
Yeah, for like $200.
$70?
Mike, yes. Shut up.
So are you leaving? You don't want to do it for $70?
No, I mean, I can
He's
do
in.
It. I'll figure it out.
For 3 pounds of food, $70.
Yeah, to see if I weigh more. Yes.
Let's do it next week.
It's just going to be hard. I don't know if I can. I have no idea if I can eat 3 pounds of food. Like, I eat a lot of food.
Yeah, but don't eat that night and then next morning and then eat 3 pounds of food.
You can
make $70. And if you don't eat 3 pounds of food, you get no dollars.
No. That's not how it works.
Yeah, because you can eat one bite and be like, I'm done. Give me my money.
Absolutely.
Oh.
Yeah. Next week. All right, next, Morgan.
Did Scuba Steve finish his show dates?
Scuba Steve, you were to go on a date with every single person on the show.
I was, yes.
And how did it go?
All of them were great except for Abby, Mike D, and Lunchbox.
Oh, they were bad?
Well, we didn't get a chance to do those.
Do you still plan to do it, or are you giving up?
Yeah, I was going to ask you for an extension if I can, because I know the due date was August 15th, mm-hmm. and I was gone for a little bit, so I want to know if
you
I
did have a week that you left, so I'm going to go yes, you get an extension until September 1st.
Okay, cool. All right,
there you go.
Thank you.
Morgan, what's next?
And the last one.
But will there be wigs? You only get extensions if there are wigs.
I will order some wigs.
Okay, good.
And the last one, they want more of the Bobby Sings It Wrong game.
Oh,
that's so hard.
It was
hard.
The first line of a country song, and I was just singing it wrong. And so you guys had to guess what the song was.
Yeah.
For example, yo, I went down yonder.
On Chattahoochee.
Yeah.
Got it.
Whoa. I didn't hear that at all.
Right. What? It's the point you're not supposed to hear.
No, that's how I hear music like
what
that.
What if he hears it exactly as it is?
That's how I hear music.
Opposite?
Yes.
Wow.
So, yeah, we'll get another round of that up. All right.
Yeah,
thank you.
They loved it.
Thank you, Morgan. All right. You guys can always hit us up in the mailbag, too. Bobby Bones at mail. What is it?
Mailbag at BobbyBones.com.
There you go.
It's time for the good news
with Amy. Tell me something good.
All right. I have an 11-year-old hero. Her name is Addison Carter, and she started to smell smoke in her home. So she ran to her parents' room. She was talking so fast, they couldn't understand what she was saying. And then finally, they made it out, and they're like, oh my gosh. And then she ran around and woke up everybody else and got everybody out of the house in time, including a grandmother as well. So if she hadn't discovered it, who knows what could have ended up happening. And here's our hero talking to other kids about what to do.
If you know that something isn't right, try to tell someone immediately because it could save your life.
What do you tell your kids about emergency situations like that?
Well, I mean...
Haven't had that talk?
Well, no, we've tried to do for a while. They couldn't quite get down 911. I think that we've got a handle on that now. I often worry about my daughter, though, because when we get those tornado sirens and sometimes we have to go hide,
she does not want to go do it, and she's in the worst mood. And I'm like, do you realize we're in a closet under the stairs for safety? And she's someone that's lived through a tornado that ripped through East Nashville a block away from our home. Like, you would think she would be motivated to keep herself safe.
Teenagers, man.
I know. And she's stubborn. Like, look, we've always been fine. I'm just going to go to my room. But, like, she brings her pillow, and she's all mad, and she lays down. And so I think if I was not home to make her go down there, she would probably be like, I'm just going to stay in my bed.
At my show in Wichita, my comedically inspirational show, somebody pulled a fire alarm and it's going, beep, beep. Nobody left. Everybody in the audience is like, we're just going to chill. Firefighters are walking through with axes.
So what'd y'all do?
Nothing.
We just sat there.
We would have burned too.
Yeah, everybody. Well, we were like, should we? Well, nobody was leaving. And then there were firefighters that had pulled up and they were walking through to make sure, like full suits and axes. And I'm telling the audience, like, we're not leaving. I didn't tell them anything. I was just like, I couldn't believe everybody was staying.
Did they feel like it was part of it? Like, you're...
Oh, I would never do that as part of the
act. That would be a weird joke.
That would be hilarious. Thank you, Amy. Great story. Good for her. 11 years old. Saving lives. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Okay, if you're in Target Circle, then you already know what I'm talking about. And if you're not, you don't. However, this is for everybody. Because the all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. And again, if you're already a member, I'm going to break some news to you. Now, when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. That means, boom, you're automatically going. Now, there's Target Circle 360, so unlimited same-day delivery. Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door, well, or to someone else's door, too. And right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first-year membership. That's $50 off the regular price. Now, if you've already been using Target Circle, you know how amazing this is. So you can upgrade to Target Circle 360, or you get an automatic upgrade whenever it's like, you know, now it's automatically applied, which is super cool. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
The question is, what's the most annoying sound in the world? We're going to play the Bobby Feud here. And if you win, you will either win the cash or the prize. It is your pick. And I've written both of them down. If you win the cash, I have the amount. It could be 1 cent. It could be 100 cents. But one of the prizes is good and one of them is bad, okay?
Okay.
We have 3 players here. Amy, Lunchbox, Eddie. Now we'll roll the dice to see who goes first. As always, the person going first will be... Amy, you'll go first. Amy, right. 2,000 Bobby Bone Show listeners were asked, what's the most annoying sound in the world?
Fingers on a chalkboard.
Fingers on a chalkboard. Let's go. Number two, that's correct.
Number two? Okay, like, yard work. Like, all the...
Yard work.
Or like, weed eater mowing. Do I have to be specific?
Yard work. Wow. Number nine, yard work, mowing the lawn.
That's crazy.
Thank you, Eddie. I was like, that was a terrible answer.
I think you mean in the morning, like when you're trying to sleep or something?
Yeah, or anytime. It's just a loud, annoying noise.
2,000 Bobby Bone Show listeners were asked, what's the most annoying sound in the world?
Mm-hmm.
Amy?
Honking.
Amy hears that a lot.
Like, go.
Hurry up.
At her.
It's just annoying.
Show me honking. Lunchbox, over to you.
Easy. Screaming kids.
Oh. Speaking from experience.
Let me hear. Kids.
Aww.
Babies crying, kids talking loudly at number four.
Hmm. What are you doing?
Smacking.
Show me smacking. Number one is loud chewing or snacking.
Construction.
Show me construction.
Specifically jackhammering. There's jackhammering on there.
That would be on there, right?
You don't get to re-ask the question after we buzzed you. Eddie.
Yeah. Ah, should I go jackhammering? No. Bones, let's go with slurping.
Drinking loudly or slurping?
What?
We go to round two where points are doubled. Amy's in the lead, 11 to 5. The number one answer is off the board, loud chewing. Nails on a chalkboard at 2. Babies or kids talking and crying at 4. Mowing the yard at 9. Amy, what's the most annoying sound in the world, according to listeners?
Like crickets.
That's beautiful.
It's annoying when you're trying to sleep and it's like insects are like.
You sleep outside?
No, but show me crickets. Okay.
Lunchbox in second place right now.
I'm just waiting for the big points, you know?
Yeah, I'm just waiting for anything to come to my head that can be annoying. Oh, man. I know. Nagging wife. Nagging spouse. That's annoying noise.
Wow, he's taking that out. Whole family.
No, you guys deal with it. Your wife doesn't nag you ever?
Not really.
We asked 2,000 listeners. Lunchbox says, nagging wife or spouse.
Guess people like that.
Eddie, points are doubled here.
Yeah, this is where I go hard. Bones, give me alarm clock.
Show me.
That's good.
Alarm.
It's an annoying sound.
I know, I'm struggling, dude. I don't know, I got nothing.
An alarm clock did not make it. That is.
Huh. That's so annoying.
It is annoying.
All right, points are tripled now.
All right, you know what's so annoying is when, like, people try to show off their loud muffler, like, either on a bike or car, drive by and it's so loud. It's annoying. I get annoyed every time.
What's the answer?
Like, I think what makes that noise is the muffler or the loud car, loud mode of transportation.
Loud car.
I had that, Amy.
Lunchbox.
Ruff, 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 ruff.
Oh my gosh, that's so good.
That's way
dogs
better than
barking.
That's so good.
Dogs?
Give me that triple.
That's 5 points or 15 points. Wow. Lunchbox takes the lead.
Dang. Okay.
Yep. You know what else is annoying?
Sirens.
Show me sirens. Number 8 answer worth 24 points.
Oh my goodness, guys, what's that? That's me out in the lead. Is that annoying to hear or what?
So your answer is you?
No. Nope.
I just feel like sirens are helpful.
They're helpful, but they're annoying. They scare you. What else I got, man?
Yeah, you're stalling.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I am stalling.
2,000 Bobby Bones Show listeners.
Okay, can I ask you something about Amy's?
You can't ask me anything. When do you get to ask the host for help?
Well, did Amy take all transportation out? Like when she's, I don't know what her answer was. Was it mufflers? What did you count it as?
I just said loud car. Sound like whatever.
Okay, then I won't say that one. Okay. The telephone. The ring. Just telephone
like
ring.
Phone ringing?
Yep, phone ringing.
Show me phone ringing. Lunchbox with a big lead, though. Eddie, you got to score some points here. He has 44 points.
How many we got left?
1, 2, 3, 4 left.
Oh, 4. That's a lot.
The ones off the board are loud chewing, nails on a chalkboard, babies, kids, dogs barking, smoke detector beep or sirens or car alarms, that's one, or lawnmowers.
Bones, give me messing with a chip bag.
Huh?
A chip bag.
Great last answer. Just go ahead.
Hey, good job.
You know what I mean?
Thank you. Yeah! Yeah! That's all you have?
Can I change my answer into Lunchbox?
Lunchbox's voice. Number 10 answer. Yeah. It was number 10.
Oh, no.
It would have got you 30 points.
No
oh, my
way.
Gosh. Yeah. It should have
really? Really?
But I was like, why would they put that?
Yeah, I was like, that'd be mean, guys.
Our listeners. Number 10 was Lunchbox's voice. Number 3 was talking on the phone in public. Number 6 was snoring. And number 7 was people blasting music in public. But our big winner, 44 points, is Lunchbox.
Yeah!
Okay, now Lunchbox, you get to choose your prize. Would you like...
And they stay there! And they stay there!
So annoying.
The cash or the prize?
Cash.
Ooh. Oh.
Cash.
Ooh.
Hand it over. And that Benji.
It's not a Benji.
Oh.
Maybe it's a bigger one.
It's way less than $100. Would you like the cash or the prize?
Cash.
It's way less than $50. Like cash or prize?
Cash.
It's way less than $30. Would you like cash or prize?
How is it way less than $30?
Oh, you don't even know what the prize is.
There's ones, fives, tens.
Quarters?
Yeah.
Quarters.
No.
That's
what
cash.
Size is the prize?
I don't give you any more hints.
Cash.
Okay. It's way less than $25. Last time, if you pay cash, you will get whatever's on here, or you can have prize.
Prize has to be more than $25, right? If it's a prize. Cash.
That's the right thing. The cash is $20. Cash.
Yeah!
Lunchbox.
Yeah!
I'll just Venmo it to you.
Thank you very much.
There it is. Thank you. There's our big winner, Lunchbox.
White. Our listeners are rude.
What's the prize?
You would have got a used can that I'm drinking over here of kombucha.
Hey, good choice.
Yeah.
Woo! Good job, man.
A stupid listener saying I'm annoying voice.
You won. Why be mad at them?
Get that.
It's over. Move on.
I should have, when Eddie said, oh, so you're picking you? She said, yeah, I am, actually.
Then you would have dominated.
You should have.
All right, there's our winner, Lunchbox. Thank you very much. Let's play What Would Make You Angrier with Your Partner. Amy, since you have a reverse husband now, just
I'll play
think of the good old times.
Sure.
Oh, boy.
Here we go. If they made dinner for themselves or ordered dinner for themselves, both without asking if you wanted anything. I'm going to go ordered. That would make me like, what, why? Because she's a good cook, but she really has special kind of food that she likes that I don't really like that much. So if she cook, but ordering, you can order from anywhere and you could easily order me stuff too. I would have that ordering for me.
Cooking. Like if you're going to take the time to grill something and then you only grill for you, that's going to annoy me.
I feel like Amy's starting to get mad.
I know. I think this whole thing's going to get people mad.
I love it.
Should we set her off to the side? Put her on Amy Island?
No.
Let her play.
Lunchbox.
Oh, order. Like, you're going to order a special meal from a restaurant that obviously we like and is around our house, and you're not even going to think, hey, would you like something? Oh, I'm upset.
Eddie?
Order. Dude, if she ordered pizza and didn't get me one, it's over.
Which would you be angrier at? If your significant other snoop through your iPhone's camera roll or snoop through your internet history. And it doesn't have to be that they find something. It's just they tried to sneakily go to one of them and look. Amy?
Internet history?
Yeah, for you though, that's weird because you're not looking at anything on the internet that's weird.
Right, but what if I was
trying to kill
Googling
him?
Oh, how to get rid of
someone. That happens sometimes.
Attorneys.
Yes. See?
Or
attorneys.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, boy.
Lunchbox?
It's a joke.
That's funny. That was a funny joke.
Man, Lunchbox. I would say phone because then she got my password, but really it's my internet because I don't have anything on my phone. Like my camera roll, who cares? So, yeah, my internet history because there's some stuff on there.
Just from this work.
Yeah, that's the problem. It's always work. You guys have me looking at chicks.
No, we don't have you looking at chicks. You look at chicks all the time.
And then you have me talk about it.
No, sometimes
you know
like,
who I was looking at the other day?
No, I don't.
Robin,
Eddie?
Robin Thicke's fiance in a bikini.
He was looking at her.
Eddie?
I would go web browser because we share photos. We share iCloud, so she knows my photos. But the history, she could take like, why were you looking up divorce? For the show. Are you sure? Yes, I promise. I can see that being a thing.
That's interesting. My wife has my iPhone password because a lot of times I'm like, hey, I need you to post this for me. Will you grab the phone? So the phone thing wouldn't bother me, like the pictures. I guess the internet thing if I had to pick, but I didn't realize I logged into her Google the other day. I told you guys, and
yes.
She hit the Google and it shows all your past searches. and it showed her all my past Google searches. Like, luckily for me, I'm lame. Because it was all these goofy things like Ezekiel Elliott playing for the Patriots.
Yeah.
It was, and, but probably internet history if I had to pick one.
I mean, for this show, we do Google a lot of weird stuff.
Yeah, like, I mean,
exactly.
Rat poison and coffee.
Wait, you did that?
You know?
That's you.
Or lawyers to help you after you Google rat poison and coffee.
Yeah, I looked that up here. Eye drops in coffee.
That's to make somebody poop their pants.
What's another one? What else do they put in it?
Then she's like, gasoline and coffee. It's all things you can put in coffee. If you walked in on them watching a TV show that you're supposed to watch together, or you walked in during when they're watching like a dirty scene of a show that you don't know what it is.
Oh.
Oh, that's easy.
Okay, I got it.
For me, it's the first one. Like, we agreed to watch the show together. You're cheating. Mm-hmm. I'd feel weird about that.
Well, I guess the second one, what I don't know what kind of
dirty
show you're
scene.
Talking about.
Dirty. Like Showgirls. Like
dirty. Yeah.
Yes.
Like, you walk in, he's watching
one.
Showgirls.
Second one.
All
yeah.
by himself. Me, I would say cheating on the show. Because, like, if she's watching a dirty scene, I'd be like, that's what's up.
Exactly. I mean, it's going to be a good day if she's watching the dirty show. She's uh-huh. watching one of our regular shows. Not cool.
Okay. Got two left.
That sounds like Maddie. High five.
Yeah, man, right here.
High five. Are...
Mm-hmm. Now, if they invited their family to stay over for the weekend without asking you.
Oh, God, that's bad.
Or they let a family member borrow $1,000 without asking you.
Oh, that's easy.
Which one bothers you more? Lunchbox?
Her money, her problems, because we have separate accounts so she can lend all the money she wants. Invite that family over without telling me. Ooh, not cool.
Eddie?
That's a tough one. I'm going to go with the money. $1,000 to someone without telling me, that's a big one.
Amy?
I feel like if they did the money, they had a good reason why, and that'd be emergency. And so if you invite anybody over to my house without telling me, that gets me upset because there's things I want to do to prepare to make it ready for them. And so they feel welcome, especially if they're staying the night. So I'd be annoyed.
I get that one. I would probably say the family one, too, because I keep my schedule somewhat full. And I would be irritated that they're here and I didn't clear out any time. Because I love him so much.
Aw, that's sweet of you, man.
Boom, what's up?
Dang, dude,
Scuba, send that clip to his in-laws.
That is true, though. I love when they come. It's the greatest.
But not unannounced. You don't...
Like, I don't care. If they showed up right now and they're like, we're here for 4 days, let's go. It's awesome.
Okay. That'll change.
Yeah, that'll...
It's been 2 years.
No, it doesn't matter.
No, you have good in-laws. Like, yep.
I'm not even making a joke. Like, no, I love it when they come. My Caitlin's sister and my brother-in-law came and stayed. I was sad when they had to leave. They're here 5 days with a baby.
Yeah, but they announced they were coming, and they told you how long they'd be here. It's different.
But it wouldn't have mattered.
But not everybody has a relationship with their in-laws.
But like, I would still pick that as the more annoying one, because I would just be like, oh, I didn't even get a chance to clear my schedule.
Right.
Moving on.
Thank you.
Thank you.
If they left the house with the candle still burning or the oven on.
That's easy.
Yeah, easy.
I guess the candle's still burning, because that could cause a fire. I think the oven... You're okay, because like Thanksgiving, I got that oven running like all day and everything's
nothing
fine.
Happened.
I mean,
well, you can fry a candle on all day too, and nothing would happen.
No.
No, like it could.
I've seen horror stories.
But I'm saying though, I've had a candle burning all day and nothing's happened.
Yes,
right. But I think you've got more risk with the candle than you do the oven.
I would agree with the risk part. If our dog knocks a candle over because we're not home and the place catches on fire, that'd be the tough one.
Right.
The candle. It's candle for me. It's probably candle for all of us, right?
Candle.
Yes. Candle.
Yeah.
I almost burned down our house as a kid with a candle because my friend Courtney gave us a homemade candle and I started burning it. Went away for 6 minutes and I guess she didn't do a very good job. The windowsill was on fire.
Mm. So?
So, yeah, don't leave candles.
So what happened?
Oh, we just threw water on it, but, I mean, not good. You got to... Candles are very dangerous, guys. Just do not light candles in the house.
Thank you, Lunchbox. Wow. Fire Marshal Lunch. Thank you, because you're right. You're right.
I'm just telling you, the oven.
And thank you for telling us.
You know what? I mean, I don't know.
All right, there. He doesn't know. I'm so annoyed with myself. I sit over here and I have Sharpies for all sizes, for all things. And I have a nice shirt on today, a little button-up shirt. And I was drawing, and it flew off, and my Sharpie got all over my button-up shirt. Does anything take Sharpie out of clothes?
Ah, man, I have a shirt that you drew on like 10 years ago, and it's still got the Sharpie on it.
Yeah, I don't think so, because, you know, that's what you sign things with, and you wash your shirt, and the signature's still there.
Yeah.
Why do you have to be logical right now?
Sorry, dude.
That is actually good logic, though.
But
this is a good shirt. Now, should I just draw all over it then?
Oh, yeah.
Try to blend it in.
Some brands, that's like a
rubbing
thing.
Alcohol, I guess.
People pay extra for
one of the most effective ways to get dried permanent marker out of clothes is by using rubbing alcohol. Mm. Place the stained area on a paper towel, dip a cloth or sponge in rubbing alcohol, and apply it gently to the stain. Do we have any alcohol here? We have tequila?
I have moonshine.
Try that.
Okay. Yep.
I don't think that's going to work here. But I'm so annoyed. I like this shirt.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
Saying hi to your neighbor boosts your well-being. A whole study was done, and adults who regularly greet more than one neighbor have a better life than those that just ignore their neighbors and don't say hello.
I don't know my neighbors. I don't ignore them. I just don't know them. We don't see each other.
Well, let's just say you happen to pass someone somewhere.
What's up? It doesn't matter who the human is. Hello, human.
Okay.
I just mean generally anywhere. Hi, human. It doesn't care if it's a sidewalk or...
Yeah.
Maybe that'll work, too. But the study showed that...
Maybe that'll work, too.
Maybe that'll work. But the benefits are about 3 to 5 neighbors. If you say hi to more than 6, the benefits don't get any better.
You're overdoing it? That's too much. Relax.
My fear is that something's going to happen. I'm going to need a neighbor for something. And then they don't know me. So they don't open the door. I just don't know them. So if it's like there's an emergency. But then I think, well, if it's an emergency, I would help anybody. They don't have to be a neighbor. If they just said, I need help, they would help me. But I get jealous of my neighbors because they have a generator.
Oh, yeah. Oh, man. So one of mine does, too. I hear it come on when the power goes out. I hear that. I don't know.
Snowing or a storm. And all of a sudden I hear,
Oh, that powers up their whole house?
Yes.
And I'm like, we got to get a generator. Soon as we get our power back, I'm going to get a generator. Then the power comes back. I forget about it because I got power.
Right.
It's like medicine.
So I never get a generator.
I can't figure out who my neighbor is that has it, but you hear it go on and you're like, gosh, show off.
Yeah.
I have one, but it only powers up a lamp. That's the most.
More than I got.
Which I have a neighbor update because I had a neighbor that has never waved at me for 3 years that I've lived there. I actually had a really odd encounter with them too. And I don't know if they listen to the show. I don't think so, but... Last week, she waved at me. 3 years of going by her. She's never once waved at me. I've walked past her, like on the sidewalk. Doesn't even look up. No wave. She waved at me. I couldn't believe it. And I thought, I wonder if...
Does she flip you off, though? Because you're acting like she's now the greatest person ever. It's like she...
No, but remember I told you all the story on the show not too long ago, how she...
Maybe she heard on the show.
Opened her door and yelled at me and slammed it.
Oh, same one.
Okay. Same one.
Yeah, well, good for you.
So progress.
That's cool, Amy.
My well-being
good
is
job.
Getting... It's increasing. All right, so top historical events. Which one would you travel back in time to witness if you could? And I have the top answer that most people gave when this poll was taken.
Oh, there's a top answer? Is it a sporting event?
No.
What is it?
Ancient Egypt.
Oh, they're going way back.
You can go back. Some people wanted to go to the...
Okay, Big Bang.
American.
We're going to be stupid.
Whoa.
If we're going to be stupid, I'm just going to see the Big Bang and bang.
Okay.
Watch it.
You're like, that's it?
I'm like, well, oh, there we go. Okay, everything's now on in the process. Oh, I didn't know we could... I picked 1912 when Teddy Roosevelt was shot. And he got up. It was in Milwaukee, and a guy shot him. And so he gets hit with a bullet. And luckily, the speech was in his pocket.
Oh, yeah. I remember that.
And he bled, but he gets up and gives a speech. And it's like, you got to shoot a moose with a bigger bullet than that, basically.
Dude,
and he kept going. It's basically what ended up winning him the election.
That's amazing.
Because he was shot and still did the speech right after that.
Wow, I never knew about that.
That's pretty cool. Yeah, that's where my mind goes immediately. Or the Big Bang, which would be cool to have watched. Or hang out with some dinosaurs just to see how close they were.
They're real.
Yeah.
Eddie, you?
Oh, mine's along the same thing. I want to see JFK. Well, I just want to see who did it. Like, I want to...
Okay,
now
that's
fair.
Now
that I know that everyone's like, who did it?
Well, ask the expert. He did a report on it.
Yeah.
Man.
How many wigs are there, really?
Who did it?
Well, Lee Harvey did it, man.
Are you sure?
But I think he might have been put up to it.
Got it.
And then they had to put him out to shut him up.
Mm-hmm.
Oof.
It's a tough
grassy
one.
Knoll, though, man.
That's what I'm saying. I'll look at the grassy
watch
knoll.
The grassy knoll. Okay, Lunchbox, you?
Let's see, man.
You've had time to think about
historical
it.
Historical event. She even gave us a tease about 6 minutes ago to think of one of these.
Yeah. But I'm trying to think of one of history seems interesting.
Well, another top answer in the poll.
I'd like to go see Babe Ruth. That's good.
We just fed him that.
Yeah.
Well, I was trying to think of a sporting event. Like, what would I want to be a part of? Maybe Danny Manning and the Miracles when the Jayhawks won the... I was alive, but I was too young in 88. That would have been awesome.
Yeah, all of us would love to see Danny Manning and the Miracles.
Oh, man. Yeah. The best.
What else, Amy?
So ancient Egypt, like I said, was at the top. And the second most popular answer was the American Revolution.
Ooh, you know what I would want to see? Marilyn Monroe.
What? Dude, the what? Her.
I don't know. That dress scene when she does the...
You can see that. It's in a movie.
Yeah, yeah, but I'd like to be there, like...
To do what?
Just to see what it's like. Yeah.
What? Okay.
What on earth?
Amy?
I was thinking, like, the resurrection, 3 days after the crucifixion. Like, I want to be there.
You're just waiting outside the tomb?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I know.
Like, I would want to see the
I'm
rock
here.
Being rolled away and being a part of that. Like, where did he go? So that would be cool. August is National Cowgirls Month. Did you know that?
Of course. We talk about it every day in here.
Well, growing up, I always wanted to be a cowgirl. And George Strait has a song all about this years ago. He wrote How About Them Cowgirls, which is awesome. And here he is talking about his favorite phrase in the song.
How about them cowgirls? It's one of my favorite, too. And you've heard the phrase, how about them cowboys? Well, this is how about them cowgirls? And this guy's seen it all, and he's been to Yellowstone and seen the lights of Vegas. But, hey, how about them cowgirls? Boys, ain't they something?
Yes. Cowgirls are, yes, they're so cool. Which Reba is, like, she's a bona fide cowgirl rodeo woman. And then I tried to...
She's a bona fide cowgirl rodeo woman? How do you get bona fide as that specifically?
Yeah. Very interesting title.
Well, bona fide means
you can
legit.
Say bona fide cowgirl, uh-huh. But even though it. I don't think that's a real thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Rodeo, okay. I think, did I say rodeo woman?
Yeah.
Okay, well, she legit was a cowgirl or is a cowgirl, mm-hmm. And I was trying to think of other country artists that fit that cowgirl framework. Reba, Miranda?
Like who's done
probably.
Rodeos?
Probably. No, just like we believe... That they live the cow, they or have lived the cowboy, cowgirl life.
The okay. ranch life, which
yeah.
the definition of that is they ride horses, they care for horses or cattle.
Miranda, Reba.
Ashley McBride, she rides horses.
Yeah, I don't know if she's a rancher though.
Mm, good point.
But she grew up in Arkansas, basically where I did. So we had horses around, but I don't know, those two, that's it.
What about Lainey? Is she a cowgirl?
Not really. No. She's country, but she's not a cowgirl.
Gotcha.
Big difference. Moderate difference. They're not the same thing exactly. Okay, cool. Is that it?
Yep, I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
I understand being a thief. I'm not one. But I get it. Like, I can comprehend why you would steal things. That being said, I just wouldn't steal from a church. I would steal everywhere but church.
That's a one-way ticket.
That'd be the one place I would just go like... I'd like to have that. I need that for money. Gonna touch that. Like that's just that
sacred.
Oh my gosh. So thieves stole the air conditioner.
Yeesh.
From the Southwest Assembly of God Church in the south side of Louisville, Kentucky. The people went to church and they were like, dang, it is warm. Maybe the AC just needs to be repaired, and they go to look at it and it was just gone.
Ugh.
Like nothing was there. So they get on social media and talk about it. The news comes to cover it. Because again, you can steal from a church. That's crazy. Welp, let me say what up to Dauenhauer Plumbing, Heating, and Air. Because Chris Evans, who's a manager, said, let me help you out here. He calls the manufacturer who donated the new AC unit. And then he took it and did all the work there for free. The church has air again. And they may not be caught yet, but they'll be caught.
Oh, God knows what they did.
They'll eventually pay.
They'll be paying.
Uh-huh.
So you can either go to the pearly gates or you... Oh, you're the air-conditioned stealers.
Yeah.
They're not on the list.
You walk in the wrong direction.
Oh, my gosh. And the irony of that is like they're going to be hot.
Oh, yeah. Amy, that's great.
I don't know.
Hey, that air conditioner's not going to help you now, is it?
Uh-uh. You better hope you get to take that to the afterlife. That's what it's all about. Good job, guys.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.